Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Thursday, the 9th of February, and this is radio at its best, if I do say so myself. Does that sound like I'm bragging? J.J. Kirshner's here.
But is it considered bragging if it's just facts?
That's right. Thank you. It is. It's factual, and everything is satisfactional on the Good Day program. So we have lots of the usual stuff. This game, there's a game on Sunday, right? I've heard that there's a game.
It's the big
on Sunday.
Game.
It's the big game.
The big game.
So I was doing my television program yesterday afternoon, and we were talking about the marathon. But what was in my head was the same thing that happens. We're not supposed to call it the Super Bowl because that's owned by the NFL, and unless they give you permission, you're not supposed to call it the Super Bowl. You're supposed to call it the game.
Only if you're making money. If you're doing something like a giveaway or something where you would be making money off of it, then you have to call it a big game. But if we're just talking about it.
Okay, we can do that. Well, so we were talking about the marathon, the Boston Marathon, which is the big marathon in the country, and I kept calling it the race. And my co-host on the program said, why do you keep calling it the race? I said, well, because I don't want to call it the marathon. I think about the Super Bowl, and I'm not supposed to call it the Super Bowl, so I figure I don't want to get everybody here in trouble. I'm not worried about me, but, you know, I'm worried about everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, no, it's safe. So, okay, it's the marathon. All right. So here we are, clapping for the big game. There is crazy stuff. I watched I got home just in time last night to watch Danielle Rua, Rose, up how you pronounce your name, the lady who is on NCIS Los Angeles. I never, she's good. She's good. It's fun. She's kind of fun on that program. She and Boomer were doing the best commercials over the decades since the 80s when Boomer was a player. And there was a big contest, and they played the commercials for Budweiser with the horses just get me. They really do. They're right to my soul and heart.
They're sweet.
Oh, my God. The one with the guy in the pickup and the horse chases him down the street. Ay, yay, yay. So anyway, the winner was the Mean Joe Green. They had a contest for all the decades of big commercials and silly commercials and smart commercials. The winner was Mean Joe Green and that kid with a Coke bottle in the 80s. Does anybody remember that beside me?
Nobody remembers that one.
Ah, my God. All right, so here's what you do. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Washington. See if you can find the audio from that commercial. So wake everybody up to that remembering. And they're supposed to be some really fabulous. Well, they're always one. It costs, I think, $6.5 million to get a 30-second spot on the Super Bowl. And they're sold out. This year they were sold out way in advance. There's always a couple of car commercials, a couple of beer commercials, a couple of, Apple and Microsoft. I was going to say microwave. Anyway, there are those things. And then there's stunts. So a couple of radio hosts from Philadelphia are driving across the country to Arizona, where the game is being played, carrying ashes of three dead Eagles fans. What? Well, that's a stunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have that. At first, I thought they were bringing human remains of former Eagles players. Anyway, they're bringing fans and other good luck charms, so they say. So that's one thing that's going on. The other thing, the snacks, the Doritos commercials that are always in. Remember there was one with Jay Leno a few, maybe 15, 20 years ago. That was really very good. So There's that stuff. There are people who are bringing truckloads. They're going to be at the game handing out truckloads of Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are... I just find it that this becomes such a big thing, and it seems to be that I am very much in the minority when it comes to not caring. If Boston or New England were in it, I guess I'd care. What I really am interested in is whether Tom Brady, you know, they keep saying, nah, he's not starting until next year. And sort of in the soul of me, I think Brady's going to show up. There's also a huge rumor today in the two Boston papers that Brady, Robert Kraft, who owns the Patriots, has offered Tom a huge amount of money. Did you see that? Did you hear that? A huge amount of money.
Yeah, he wants them to even just come back for one more season, finish his career as a Patriot.
Right.
And we'll
I bet he'll do it.
I think he will, and that's the rumor mill on social media that fans are talking about, too, that
and
they
Gronk
think
back.
He's done. Well, I think Gronk is done. I think
you
Gronk
think,
is,
really?
I think when Gronk already came out of retirement once for Brady, I don't think it's going to happen again. But with Brady, it seems too good. I don't know. He's too good. He seemed like he would not quit until his body forced him to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going through a lot of personal stuff. Let him heal. Let him go through what he's dealing with, and get through not having to do any work in the off season or the preseason, and then get into the actual season and just, you know, give us one more season. But the thing about the Super Bowl too, what I remember back in the day, even if your favorite team is not in it, people still love it because of the pageantry of it and the commercials. But you remember back in the day, you had to wait for the Super Bowl to see the commercials. Now they're giving so many sneak peeks, it kind of ruins it.
It does, to a point anyway. So that's that story. I wonder, just as a final comment on Tom Brady and his mind, now that his wife is gone, he doesn't have anybody to tell him, oh, don't do that, or please don't do that. He doesn't have an excuse. If we're not, like, there's no guilt associated with going back and playing again. And he seemed to be playing normally well, from what little I know. If I was a football fan, the last team I'd pay any attention to is probably Tampa Bay. But at any rate, let's see. Keep our fingers crossed here. The Bostonians would go bananas if that happened. Okay, now we're talking about sports. One of the big sports this week is the president's State of the Union address. And I chuckle because there's so much back and forth about it. And I looked a little bit. By the way, did you find that commercial, James? No, okay. The speech focusing on his economic plans and how great we're doing and the infrastructure bill and job growth. And he's taking credit for everything he claimed to restore. Well, no. He claimed to want to restore unity, and then he did nothing but take shots at the Republicans for the rest of the speech. The spy balloon, no good explanations for that, and that's been taken apart. I was looking at there are a bunch of speechwriters who used to work for former presidents. You know, every division of government has its club. And believe it or not, there's a club or a group of people who used to be speechwriters. And one of them is the guy, the actor, Kay. Do you remember? You'd recognize him yourself. I just can't remember his last name. He's an Indian. And he had been really in real life. He was in the president's, that TV show with Kiefer Sutherland about the designated survivor. He was in that, but he's been in a lot of stuff. Anyway, so he's a member of this speechwriting club usually a dozen or so people who work on speeches. Can you believe that? There are that many people that work on speeches for the president and others who are in the White House.
At a certain point, is there too many cooks in the kitchen, though?
Oh, my God. All these people. Some of them are speech writers, not just for the president, but for example, one of the members of this club is the former chief speech writer for Mike Pompeo, who was the Secretary of State, right? And he's a ghostwriter now for other people, you know, the folks who run these big companies, you think they are doing off the cuff? Most of the time they have prepared speeches and they hire these guys to do their speeches. Let's see. I'm looking at the comments that were made by three or four of these, including one fellow said, State of the Union speeches are almost always boring, but hardly ever have there been a president that had less to say in more than an hour than Joe Biden. And I think that's kind of true, frankly. Here's another one that says, well, they packed up the speech with a kitchen sink list of so-called accomplishments that may sell politically, but the address lacked any memorable lines or displays of political courage. Well, I don't think Joe Biden is politically courageous. Do you? Does anybody really think that Joe Biden is politically courageous?
Not the words that come to my mind. No.
No. Uh-uh. And he certainly isn't bipartisan. So anyway, I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but I...
Yeah, it definitely seemed like there was more division.
Right.
Brought
Let's
about
see.
In the speech.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Right.
Not, and yes, there are things that need to be addressed. Like, some people are saying this or some people are saying that, but to just like distinctively call out, well, there are certain Republicans who want to do this division.
Yep.
Like the rhetoric, it was designed to create more of a divide.
Right, and that's inculcated in both the leadership of the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Here's one guy who says, "This is a speechwriter for Trump. Gave it a low rating, duh. And here's a speechwriter for Obama." Who gave it a high rating. So maybe this is an exercise in futility in and of itself. It just seems like there's a lot of... This will be part of the Talk Radio Countdown show, I'm sure. I'm guessing it'll probably be number one or number two. I saw pictures of Janet Yellen from the Fed. And one of the big questions people have, Joe, if the economy is doing so well, then why did the Fed increase the interest rate a quarter of a point last week when all signs point to things getting better, including all the stuff that you're saying about what's going on, how great everything is? I think that is the question of the day or the night, frankly. 18 after, this is Good Day.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about a Govix.
Orgovix Relagolix 120 milligram prescription tablets is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact. Orgovix is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment. A pill, not an injection. Orgovix may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing, pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovix can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovix treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovix may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with a Govix. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 at the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, setting up things for you to be excited about as we look through the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about, what matters in terms of social media. Nicole Kidman and Jamie Lee Curtis are trending. We'll tell you why that is. Are they going to do a dance together? Wow, that'd be exciting. Well, let's find out right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS. What's going on? All right, so Jay. What's going on? Looks like Nicole Kidman. I told you the story of going into the movie theater in Los Angeles the other day, and people were cheering. It was 80 for Brady. That was the movie that I went to see. And even at the beginning, you know, how the AMC theaters have Nicole Kidman, that 60-second piece that she filmed last year and got $1 million for. She is... Yeah, I'm finding it tiresome, frankly, because every time you go to the movies, you see the same thing.
Always there. Yeah, it's like it's promoting going to the movies while you're already at the movies.
At the movies.
At the same time, seeing any movie in L.A., it's like a full-on experience.
Well, that's what they were cheering the audience. The theater was full. They cheered Nicole Kidman, and then they cheered all of the ladies that were in the movie at the end when the credits went up. That's a Hollywood, but it's cool. A lot of people are working.
Yeah, and it's fun.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So Nicole and Jamie Lee Curtis have landed a new program based on the novels by Patricia Cornwall, the Kay Scarpetta novels. Well, weren't there some of these around before? Seems to me there was another series.
based on these novels, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, so they have them now. This is something that when you look at these two together, I don't know if they've ever worked together before. They're going to do 8 episodes.
Yeah, and it's already looking like it's going to get a 2-season order. So
yeah,
that's exciting.
Yeah. Well, these, I'm just trying to remember what the last one was. I know there was a series around these books. They were written in the 1990s. They're about a forensic examiner who's tough as nails and has a messy love life. And so, yeah, how many people can we put into that, category, if you will? But I think both of them are very likable. I think Nicole Kidman's very likable. Jamie Lee Curtis, very likable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this should be good.
Yeah, it should be. Right, exactly. So, anyway, something. Now, is this, the question is, are we seeing this on regular television, or is this another one of these streaming things?
It's on Prime Video. Yeah, it's a streaming television series.
So, are you going to watch it? You pay more attention to that stuff when it's on video.
I don't know if I will or not. I would probably like to, just because I like both of the actors that are in it. But time is short.
Yes, it is. All right, lots of people commenting. I want to thank the people that go into our Good Day Facebook page. A lot of folks are making their thoughts heard. Thank you for doing that. Easy to do. Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and, even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, "Warren, my dog is just plain stupid," I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is hitting the road again today. Biden will be in Tampa, Florida to pitch his plan to protect and strengthen Social Security and Medicare and lower health care costs, something both Republicans and Democrats can use for common ground. The president lands in the Sunshine State just after 12 p.m. local time. Senator John Fetterman, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, has been hospitalized in Washington, D.C. after he began feeling lightheaded during a retreat on Wednesday. Fetterman, who was hospitalized last May after having a stroke, was taken to George Washington University Hospital for tests. Initial tests did not show evidence of a new stroke, the statement mentioned. Doctors were running more tests, and the senator remained in the hospital overnight for observations. Today is National Pizza Day. I don't think instructions are needed. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. All right, 34 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Thursday program, February the 9th. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffens with James Collins at the controls in our studio, in our main studio in Dallas. You are the one. You're the one. You're the one, Jay, who makes the difference here. People know me, but they're getting to know. You've been here, what, a couple of years? How long have you been here?
January 4th, 2021, to be exact.
So, 2 years plus. That's good. All right.
Yeah.
So you're helping us to light the way, if you will, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I can count on. That's what I like about you. You're so completely honest. Right? Everything that comes out of your mouth, I know, is how you really feel.
Yeah, and sometimes it's a false.
Nah, I think you're doing all right. The universe likes it. Okay, so I asked James Collins. We were talking in the last half hour. If you didn't hear it, you can go back to gooddayshow.com and hear the first half hour of this hour. You hear the whole program all day, every day. If you haven't got anything better to do in your life, then you can sit there and listen all day, every day to this program. And we were talking about the Super Bowl. That's a lot of other people, most everybody else, talking about the Super Bowl in one way, shape, or form. And the commercial show that was on last night, where they picked the greatest, according to voting from the public, the greatest commercial ever to appear in a Super Bowl game. And this is the spot.
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You need any help? I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Want my Coke? It's okay, you can have it.
No.
Really, you can have it.
Okay.
Thanks.
There is nothing about that spot that doesn't ring a bell in some way, shape, or form. Emotionally, smiling, looking at that little kid. I don't even know. That kid wasn't a professional actor, I don't think. When you hear, at least people who are my age, you hear that old Coke jingle. I've never had a bottle. I've never had a glass of Coke in my life. I've had sips of it, enough to know I didn't like it. But that spot, me and Joe limping along, and it just had everything in it. And that's the best kind of commercial, to have something like that. It's memorable to like 40 years later.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Okay, some good news. Diane Gordon's car broke down about a year ago. Be interesting to find out why this is news. Well, you'll hear it in a second. And since the car broke down, she's walked 3 miles to and from work 5 days a week. How about that? She lives in Michigan. Her luck has changed, however, because she did something good. As she recalled, she was walking home when she spotted something out of the ordinary on the ground while she was stopping at a gas station to pick up a snack. She said, quote, "I looked down on the ground and found a plastic bag with a large sum of money in it. When you turned it over, there was even more money."
Mm-hmm. And she never even questioned what to do with it. The second she realized what she found,
yep,
she knew she had to
call the police.
She was not going to keep it.
Yeah, right. So anyway, they found out, the police found out who the money belonged to. Officers arrived on the scene. They found cards addressed to a couple whose wedding ceremony had occurred that day. So, you know, all the wedding cards with the cash, that sort of thing. Did you get that kind of cash when you got married? 14 grand?
Sounds like they had a big wedding.
I was going to say, that's a pretty good haul, along with all the other things. Anyway, the wedding cards, it sort of gave it away, and the police contacted these people for, well, Miss Gordon, who's 65, said she didn't think she did anything special by not keeping the money. What would you have done? This is a rhetorical question, kind of, and I'm not putting you on the spot.
Oh, I would turn it in. I would do the same thing, but that's also because I believe in karma, and
yes,
I feel like that money's not mine, and only
yep,
bad things could come from it. If
absolutely.
It. That's yep, just me personally. But even the police were like, this doesn't happen regularly. If people find a large sum of money, they are keeping it. Most people
yeah,
do keep it.
So the people who were the recipients of the money set up a GoFundMe page to help Diane Gordon. And as of yesterday, it had raised $66,000. So there you go, right? Mm-hmm.
So she
14,000 or 66,000. Now she can buy a new car. She bought a Jeep Compass. I don't know what it is. Compass, that little is the little model, I think. But anyway, isn't that's the best. That is the best of the best.
And good, here's the kicker. Here's just like the cherry on top. She said that with the money that she got this car, now she's going to pay it forward, and any of her she's planning to offer her coworkers rides who need them, and she will be the driver of carpools for people for her work, and she wants to continue to pay it forward.
Nothing wrong with that, baby. That is great. That's great stuff. All right, not so great. Our friends, the Chinese. As this thing continues to unravel these surveillance balloons, and I say that in a plural because this apparently is a massive program over all of the continents on the planet. God, these people. And Biden didn't say a word about this, did he? I don't think he talked about this at all over the Chinese. What is the, are you people still buying things made in China? Huh? What'd you say, Jay?
He briefly mentioned it. It was not given enough attention during the State of the Union.
So, there was a joint press conference yesterday, and our Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, said the administration was sharing what the intelligence community had uncovered already. Senior administration officials, he said, are there sharing information with dozens of countries around the world. In our embassies, there have been briefings doing this because the U.S. wasn't the only target of this program, which has violated the sovereignty of countries all over the world. When are we going to put the Chinese government in its place? You're not going to do it with Biden. He's a coward. And none of the rest of the world doesn't seem to want to confront them either. How much more of this stuff do you have to just rolling over and taking? Is it all about money? Is it all about greed? Is it all about the
100%
mighty buck? We don't want to upset the Chinese because we get our stuff made there cheaper. Good God. What's more important, the sovereignty of your country or making a few bucks? So there are apparently balloons that have gone over India, Japan, Vietnam, Taiwan, being surveilled by the balloons. I want to know what the divers have brought up, or they're continuing to bring up pieces of the device that the balloon was carrying. I want to know what's in that, don't you? I want to know
absolutely.
How much information they have.
And they're still analyzing it, but the question is, how much information are they going to give us?
Exactly.
How much will be relayed?
Right. So even the Secretary General of the UN and NATO people are all up in arms about this. And so are we going to finally do something about the Chinese, or are we just going to roll over because everything gets big? They have sucked everybody in. They have been masters of deceit. The Chinese government and this guy, Jing Xing Ping Ling Dung, whatever his name is, I have no respect. I guess I should have less respect for our leaders and businesses here who do business over there at the expense of whom? I was at the president of my bank yesterday. I had a meeting with him and he had his glasses on. I was telling him about my operation of my eyes, and he said, well, I had it, but I still have to wear glasses to see stuff up close. And so I said, what are they? Do you get those in Walgreens? He said, no, I bought them at Dollar General. I said, don't you know? They were $2. I said, don't you know where all that's made? Made in China. He just sort of nervously looked at me and smiled. So, gotcha. I don't know. God bless all of this stuff. So it goes on and on and on. Okay. So our friends in Texas, we have 4, 5, 6 stations. I can't remember. I should go look at the list. Texas is suing the Biden administration, asking a judge to block a rule that requires pharmacies to fill prescriptions for abortion pills. Jesus, here's another one. Department of Health and Human Services issued guidance after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. There are 60,000 retail pharmacies across the country, and now under this guidance, the federal agencies that are in charge has reminded all of these pharmacies that if they refuse to supply abortion-inducing prescriptions, they'll be violating federal law. So now the lawsuit is filed to overturn that, to overturn
the
rule.
And that doesn't make sense to me. And this isn't me saying where I stand on this topic, but in the sense of...
Well, what I'm saying is where I stand on it, I'll say that.
Roe v. Wade was overturned and put back into the state's hands, and Texas is a state that has said they are against abortion, banning abortion.
Yeah.
So why would abortion pills also be allowed or enforced if the decision was turned back to the state and the state is against abortion? You know what? Does that question make sense? Like, it just simply...
Well, it'll be the taxpayer versus the taxpayer. So it isn't going to come out of anybody's pocket except yours and mine, because the taxpayer is going to fund the suits. The state's going to sue the federal government, so the federal government will put up its lawyers, and then the state will put up its lawyers, and they'll go to the Supreme Court, and it'll do nothing but cost money.
Yeah, and so, this is actual abortion pills, not conception prevention, like Plan B.
That's so if they ban them in Texas, people will get in their cars, and they'll drive to some nearby state where they're legal.
And there are a lot of businesses who, because not everybody can do that. Not everybody has the available funds to do that.
Mm.
And a lot of businesses are going to pay for their employees to cross state lines to get what they need.
Yeah. It's none of anybody's business. I don't approve of it at all. Frankly, I don't like abortions, but it's not my business. And I know that there are plenty of reasons for having women getting abortions. And the fact that this has become such a public debate, when most people who are involved, most people who are vocal, have no real stake in the game. It's not the people who, are most affected by this are the ones that are the quietest. It's all these rabble-rousing politicians clamoring and bammering. Yeah, it's pretty disgusting, actually, to see the time and energy that's devoted to this. But then that's what I'm thinking. What are you thinking? 48 past the hour.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Check in with the farm, food, and family news, shall we, Jay? 53 at the hour on Good Day. Today is the history of pizza day. Flatbreads. You like them with the toppings?
Yeah, I would say pizza's not my favorite. I don't hate it, but if I'm going to eat it, I want thin crust. Give me that stuff that's basically a cracker.
Well, you'll join the ancient Egyptians in liking it. The Romans also liked it. The Greeks, which actually, Greece is the birthplace of pizza. Everybody thinks it's Italy, but it's not. 600 B.C., let's go back to that time, Greek settlement. Naples actually was part of You go fast forward from 600 B.C. to Naples in the 1700s, thriving cities and the things that were there for the people who were poor, and the Neapolitans required inexpensive food that could be consumed quickly, thus Neapolitan pizza. You've heard of that, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Early pizzas. They had tomatoes on the early ones, cheeses, oils, anchovies, garlic. And so fast forward to 1861, Italy was unified under King Umberto I, and he went to Naples in 1889, and legend has it that he and his wife became bored with a diet of French cuisine, asked for an assortment of pizzas from the city's pizzeria. The variety
of... Really saying something, because back in, way back in the day, when it was basically for the working poor, the right. well-off Italians really poo-pooed it. They thought it was a disgusting eating habit, and it was less than and all of that stuff. And then here, you have a king and queen who are like, bring on the pizza.
Yeah. Yum, yum, yum. All right, let's see what's going on at the Subway sandwich shop. They're adding another S to their process of the slinging, scintillating submarine sandwiches in the store. In-store slicing of a slinging, scintillating submarine sandwich. All right. I was, when I walked through the door, I go to the Subways every once in a while. I have one of those veggie patties. If I can find the right... combination of veggies and the roll and stuff. So usually, or up to now, their meat has been batch sliced.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to stop doing that and cut, right? They're going to have automatic slicers in all their restaurants.
Yeah, it's like they'll have their own deli inside of this. Like what is it? Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's does this.
Did you go to Subway's? Do you like Subway sandwiches?
Decades ago, I did. I can't even remember the last time I've been to a Subway.
All right, well, anyway, short of cutting your fingers off, I think this is automatic. They just put the meat in the slicer and it automatically slices it.
Yeah, right? But at least it's freshly sliced. Yeah, it's no longer like the batch stuff. And.
All right, so that's the news from Subway. Here's the news from Cracker Barrel, offering free food for a year if you propose at a Cracker Barrel on Valentine's Day.
What is more romantic than being fed? That's all we really want. We just
not a Cracker Barrel. What could be less romantic than going into a Cracker Barrel?
And then you can go, you pay, and then you go out into that shop area and have whatever you want, sweetheart.
Right. Maybe you could buy your ring there. They have an assortment of rings as you walk into the Cracker Barrel. They have all that crap that's made in China that you can buy, and maybe there's a ring there you can buy.
There you go. I always like the peg game. It's like the little golf tees, and it's a triangle thing, and it has those holes, and you have to jump the tees over the other until you only have one tee left. Do you know
like
the peg game?
Yeah. There's something about Cracker Barrel, however, the food that I do like. When I don't go there a lot, when I'm traveling more than anything else, if I'm driving on the road, I'm liable to go to a Cracker Barrel or another wholesome place is Waffle House. I go to.
Okay, Waffle House, their hash brown thingies, like scattered and covered in
ketchup. Oh, my God, they're wonderful.
Those are delicious.
Ah, fabulous. Anyway, so supposedly no purchase is technically necessary to enter this contest. So if you're driving by or you frequent a Cracker Barrel, go inside, and if you're planning on getting married, ask your the person. Now, what happens if the woman asks? I always wonder about that. I think it would be cool if a woman is the one. There's so much emphasis placed on men, getting down on their knees.
Yeah, people do.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And, well, they should, as a matter of fact. So from now until the 16th, you can go to to the Cracker Barrel near you, and then you post your, if you're going to get married, you post it on Instagram and make sure that Cracker Barrel gets credit, and bingo bango, there you go. Free food for a year. Yum! 59.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.